Hey y'all, it's Jaisa Lifestyle Brand. Don't let nobody put you in the cart. Now there's, a message for both men and women, and I'm just gonna talk to both of y'all. As a woman though, I can say that it can get to that point where when you're single after you've been married, that it's like ain't nothing wrong with being single. But I want you to also think about like really getting right, like not just settling when even though you can be happy single and successful, but like just don't settle that there ain't no good, relationships or been there done that. And I also want to caution you not to let nobody spiritual spouse you, where they like try to like claim you as their wife, or spiritual spouse claim you as a husband. Where your mind is kind of like now, kind of like locked into the idea that they could be the one. I want you to be so free and flexible that you're just like whatever God wants. That's for those that believe. If you don't believe, catch me outside. We have to talk on another, day. But all that to say is, don't limit yourself and don't let nobody limit you either because. Especially now in this dating world, there's like so many dating apps and people sliding in your DMs and people, just pretty much thirsty, like maybe for attention. And there's nothing wrong with that. But whenever your attention is being consumed by someone, where else could that attention be going to? Like your dreams, for those that have children, or even just taking time for rest. I can't lie and say, that relationships are not like a part of my, default, like memory to think about, like, when will I meet the one, and it's not just the one, like, I have to know that I've already, my success or my life has already been planned out. It just God is preparing me for that moment. So, when you're getting prepared or you're preparing, it's like a pretty much, hands-on approach. Like, you have to do the work. As far as if you're not happy with your body, you got to do the work. You got to like go to the gym and you got to like eat healthier options. If you don't like your financial situation, you can't wait for your spouse to come in to swoop you off your feet. Not that that can't happen, but you're not looking for them to be a rescue plan. You want to make sure that you do all that you can do. Now, that's not to say that that God can't use them to, to do that, but that should not be your focus to get a new boo, And I want y'all to think about like marriage, but also think about friendship. Like when you think about marriage, it's kind of like on lockdown. There's kind of like these rules, and this is my person. This is my plus one. This is how it's gonna be. But I want to really challenge you to think about friendship. Like, what does that mean? Like, what is a friend? So think about. Who is your ace boon coon, like your role dog? Who is your friend? And like, what is a quality that you really, appreciate from your friend? And this is just platonic. Like, if it's your girlfriends or your fellas, like what criteria, is it that creates a friendship? For me, a criteria that makes a friendship is that person, like, being honest, not being a liar and their character being everything. That doesn't mean that they are perfect, but like they got some, like who they are is who they are. They're not like five different people where they have different identities. And I'm not saying like that they have to be the same with me as they are with their friends who they've been longer with, but some people are just sort of straight up jokes, like as far as when you're like, being authentic and then someone's not being authentic. And it's not just like sharing tea, like you share your business, I share my business. I mean, like, you gotta think of friendship as like a purpose thing. Like, why are they in your life? And like, how is God using them and how is He using you in their life? It should be where y'all lives are getting better by being friends and not just, misery love company or crabs in a bucket or a barrel. It should be some kind of progression in the friendship. So, that's just a lot of criteria for me, just in one thing of as being character. But think about like what friendship means to you. For me, it's easy for me to think friendship, but I'm already thinking romantic. I'm already thinking going on a date, so I'm not going to even lie about that. But before you get to that point, I want you to think about the fruit of the spirit, you know, like one of them being self-control. Like there should be no intimacy, you know, like physical intimacy. I'm not saying you're not going to hold hands or you're not going to touch them, but just when it gets too, you know, risky, you know, that can be like, you know, that's it. You know, like what if it was just for that? You know, so you don't want to just create a soul tie where you went super deep and intimate, even though a soul tie is not only through sex. A soul tie can be, you get used to hearing that person, you know, call you every day or get those where you at text messages. You know, that could be a soul tie where it's just that connection. But you want to have a connection that's a little bit more deeper, that has some substance. And hopefully that God is the connecting point or the connector. Otherwise, what you got? And I just recently, like I've met a few, you know, I'm not saying contenders or just people, you know, like just getting to know them. And it's interesting because like you want to just tell them all your business and all your life, but now learn to practice discretion. You know, like you don't have to just share everything. Like that's something that over time that happens. And of course you want to like kind of have the cliff notes of your life where you let them know, one, you got kids, or two, if you are seeing somebody, or three, if, you know, you're, you know, newly divorced. I mean, stuff like that, like, I think it's pretty healthy to share. But as far as, like, all the details about who did what and what and who did who, that's, you know, a little bit too much. You know, like, you want to, like, be able to have something that's a commonality, that's healthy commonality. Not that talking about your past is not healthy, but again, it's just like leave the drama, you know, for your mama. Like leave that, just leave it and don't bring it. And specifically thinking about like what's the next thing is that you want to make sure that you're not just in something because you're bored or you're lonely, because you can be alone and that's cool. Like alone is not like necessarily lonely. I think we kind of distinct, you know, mess up the distinction between those two, because alone means I'm by myself, I'm content, but lonely is like, I'm kind of needy, I'm codependent. Nothing wrong with that, but that person should not be completing you like Jerry Maguire. You know, that person should not be your happiness. That person should, you know, compliment what you already got going on, and they shouldn't be the, you know, the whole shebang, and vice versa. And I also want to say that there's a lot of, you know, like, you know, opportunities. It's just you have to be prepared for the opportunity. So like I said, again, you know, God, for me, I feel like he's already, you know, he knows who my spouse is going to be. Maybe, I don't know, but I have to have faith that God is doing something and it's God's time and for his purpose. It's not just for me just to have a boo, you know. So I want to, when the time is right and when the time is God's time, it'll happen. But all the while in the process of waiting, it's like, what am I doing while I'm waiting? So I think about the 10 virgins. You got the 5 foolish virgins, and you got the 5 wise virgins. And you have the 5 foolish ones, you know, they want to go out there and let's go see and find him because he's taking too long, you know, to come. So they take their lanterns, which everybody has the same amount of oil in their lanterns, and they go out there. But the 5 wise virgins are like, no, the bridegroom could come anytime. Like, my boo thing could come anytime. So, you know, I need to just keep on, you know, with my routine and, you know, taking care and making sure that I got all my, you know, bases covered. So they don't try to go out there in these, you know, social media streets or Bumble or Tinder or ChristianMingle.com. They're just like, I'm going to wait. And now when the bridegroom comes, you have the 5 foolish virgins. They're out there way far away, and their lamps are getting, you know, kind of dim. So they're like, you know, how is he going to find me? Because now my light is not so bright. And then the five, you know, wise virgins are like, well, that's not my responsibility. That's not my fault. You know, so they're like, you know, we conserve our energy, you know, our lantern, so we can be found. And so even though I kind of gave you the Yaisa remix of it, all that to say is, like, as a female, especially, you don't have to go try to find your boo. You know, you want to make sure that you trust God, that you're anchored, because if you can't trust God for that, it's other things too that could be, you know, kind of indicative in that mindset, that if you can't trust God, how are you going to trust this man that's a human that's way fallible? God ain't got no fallibles to him. Like, you know, he's just true and pure. It's all get out. So if you're not able to trust God in your waiting time, how are you going to trust this man that may have had a past, that may have, you know, had a really crazy, you know, life that you didn't know of, but all his friends speak of, and they kind of get you a little on the side of caution. So you want to make sure that you're not trying to, you know, overstep your bounds. And now God gives us free will, so you can do as you please, but there is no rush, because then why are you rushing? So ask yourself, why are you rushing? And so for whatever reason why I popped on this, you know, live podcast tonight to just share this message about your boo thing, you know, and wanting one and waiting on God to do only what he can do. It's probably because it's on my mind, because, yeah, I get, you know, a little antsy too, you know, like, but I'm not going to put myself in a position where I got to have the school of hard knocks life, because been there, done that, and that's not a good place to be at all. So it is not like a cautionary tale that I'm saying, like, you can't. It's just, if anything, I'm trying to challenge your mindset to think, you know, why is my mind consumed with relationship or the next thing? Like, are you able to just have, you know, contentment right where you're at? And if you're not able to be contentment, remember that the scripture says godliness with contentment is great gain. So it's like you have to know that God is enough, and that you trust his timing, that you just trust him, period.